A year ago today, a U.S. Army maintenance unit veered off course in southern Iraq and was ambushed on the banks of the Euphrates River. 11 American soldiers were killed and 7 were captured. Initial reports described Private First Class Jessica Lynch as courageously resisting capture despite bullet and stab wounds. That information turned out to be wrong. A couple from Salem, Oregon, believes there was a soldier who fought back, much as those early reports described a soldier doing. He was their son. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Colin Fogarty reports.
Reminders of Donald Walter's life and his death are everywhere at his parents' home. A large black flag flutters on the front lawn. Pictures of him fill an entire cabinet.
He just enjoyed life. He was a real happy-go-lucky person.
His mother, Arlene Walters, is struggling to understand her son's death. All she knows for sure is that he was found shot and stabbed.
He stayed out there alone, which I can't imagine how horrible that would be, being shot at, nobody helping him, and was killed for his country.
The attack on the Army's 507th Maintenance Company made international headlines because a wounded blonde American was described as fighting bravely until there were no more bullets left to fire. Press reports credited those actions to Jessica Lynch. But months after those first reports, Lynch herself said she didn't fight. She didn't even fire her weapon. Arlene Walters believes that should not have been the end of the story.
They just dropped the whole thing. Nobody stopped and thought, wait a minute here. Who is this American soldier that was shot and stabbed if it wasn't Jessica?
Vernon Loeb was one of the Washington Post's Pentagon correspondents who wrote the original story portraying Jessica Lynch as a fearless hero.
You know, there's an adage at the Pentagon which is first reports from the battlefield are almost always wrong.
Loeb says the story about Lynch was based on Iraqi radio transmissions provided by sources he describes as very high in the U.S. government.
There's no doubt in my mind that there was an intercept that said that there was an American soldier who was valiantly resisting.
The unit's commander, Colonel Heidi Brown, says intelligence analysts hearing Iraqi radio transmissions could have simply gotten the gender wrong.
What I was told was that it was just a faulty translation, but it made for everyone to pick up and to make a huge assumption that it was Jessica Lynch, when in fact it probably, but no one knows for sure, it probably was Sergeant Walters.
Brown says because of that uncertainty, the military cannot bestow higher honors on Walters.
Do I want Sergeant Walters to be a hero? Oh, God, yes. I do. I just don't have anything.
But the Walters family isn't giving up. For one thing, using the Freedom of Information Act, they're trying to get transcripts of those Iraqi radio transmissions. After months of pestering, last week the Army did send a letter aimed at clarifying Donald Walters' role in the Battle of An-Nasiriya. They also awarded him the Silver Star, the highest honor a soldier can receive without two credible eyewitnesses. Arlene Walters called the Silver Star wonderful news, but she viewed the letter skeptically.
Well, mainly it says, Sergeant Walters fought bravely, and that his actions likely prevented his unit from suffering additional casualties and loss of life.
The letter lacked the one statement Walters is still waiting for. That valiant American everyone heard about all over the world was her son.
It isn't going to go down in history. He has three children, and he has nieces and nephews. And when they study about this war when they grow up, they should be able to read it correctly, what happened.
Arlene Walters says for all her pressing the military, she doesn't want to take anything away from the other soldiers in the 507th Maintenance Company, including Jessica Lynch. They're all heroes, she says. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.